Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Kirsten, did you spend a bit of time this week taking in the celebration of the Academy of Film and Arts and Lights and stuff?
Oh, I love it. It's a big deal in my family. We get hype. We make voting forms. We debate. Really? We try to see as many of the films as possible.
You gamble.
Well, you know, this year I won. I actually won in my family.
So, the answer is yes, gambling. Yes.
But no, we don't do it for money. But I voted for what I thought would win rather than what I wanted. that actually did me better.
That's how a winner wins, though, isn't it?
That's right. Don't get what you want. Give them what they want.
Did you think that Bradley Cooper and Gaga's duet was just beautiful?
Very, very hot.
I thought it was
hot.
Pretty beautiful.
It was very hot.
Not so much hot, because then you...
You didn't think it was hot? Are you dead
inside? I just think it's a nice song, and they sang it.
She's an interesting songwriter. You know, it's an interesting song. It's not your typical sort of, you know, verse chorus song. It's interesting. It's got that weird.
Yeah.
It's very creative, and you know, she's good. She's very talented, and you know, she hits that note. Da, 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 you know, she gets there.
Yes. She's a. An inspiration, really. So what are we doing this week?
Okay. Wow. This is...
Oh, my God. That's right. I just remembered.
This is bad. It's wonderful.
Let me just get a stool.
Yeah. Go get a stool. So we're doing Witch House.
Witch House?
Yeah. Witch is in W-I-T-C-H.
Hold on, what?
Yeah. W-I-T-C-H. The scary ones.
As in...
Yes. Cackle,
come to my gingerbread house and help me put this in the oven. That sort of.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of that. Yeah. It's totally that. More Blair Witch, actually, than that.
Oh, Jesus.
And it sort of started in 2009 and pretty much ended. Well, no, I'm going to show how it didn't end. So it's what people call a microgenre, which means... I heard a really good description. It has its defining moment and last gasp at the same time.
I always think the microgenres are sort of for people who are so desperate to discover a new genre that they have to basically pick apart another one.
Well, that's sort of the thing. That's sort of the problem people have with it. It's kind of made up in the press. It's just trying to be cool.
Which, I mean, come on. Is it like house music? There's not a lot of magic, but there's a lot of witchery.
It's electronic-y. It's not housey. But to me, the problem that I guess they should be saying is that they feel it doesn't come from a community. You know, it's not like a club or a group of people with similar interests. A scene, I think, is why they're denigrating, feel it's not real. Because to me, anytime you can draw a circle around a music and it helps guide people to it, or it helps them
like
find
a Venn
it,
diagram.
Or helps you put, you know, bands on in a lineup, you know? Apparently, so it's still going. There's DJs, there's festivals. One guy said, dead songs walking.
Oh. Basically, decode that into this genre is dead, is gone, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you how it's not later.
All right. You're the doctor. You know what? Yuck.
What? I'm into it.
It's got really...
It's got 80s horror film.
Because it's an internet culture, it's, you know, really based on the visuals. So a lot of, you know, black and white.
Like iTunes visualized.
Yeah,
kind of
running through forests. And interesting spellings, like, you know, backward threes, crosses. You know, sevens instead of T's.
Sevens instead of T's, you say?
Yeah.
Triangles instead of A's.
Triangles.
Whoa!
There's one band called Ooh.
Oh, you mean with an O?
Yes.
Like, ooh.
Yeah. Little O, big O. Little O, big O, big O. They're one of the big bands.
This is Salem. This is Salem.
It's got Frost. One of the more
That's playing off the
names.
Witchy thing, though, isn't it, as well? That's,
yes,
that's,
it is.
You know, that's making Hey While the Sun Shines.
You got it, Mikey.
Nailed it. It's supposed to be sensory overload.
I'm feeling sensory overload.
Dour and serious. Do you pronounce it dour?
Dour.
You pronounce dour.
I do, but I mean...
Dour. I've heard people say dour, and I'm like, that's cool. So it's an electronic music. Chopped and screwed, soundscapes, noise experimentation, synth samples, drones.
Drones.
Indiscernible vocals. as we drone on right alongside it.
So which part's the witch? The strony vocals, isn't stuff. It?
What do you mean? The whole thing is witchy.
I mean, it's witchy, but it's not, you know. Get that same sort of headspace after a couple of bottles of port, probably as well.
Oh, yep. There it is.
Oh, yeah. It already paints a picture of a woman living by herself in the forest. Can we have the next song? This song is miserable.
Okay, well, the next one's called Sleep Paralysis.
Ah, that's more me.
And it's by Sidewalks and Skeletons. So that's great also quite spooky.
So that's a UK dude.
And I just want to say, the picture to this, the cover art of this album, gives me nightmares.
Scary.
It gives you nightmares? It has given you nightmares.
Slenderman music. This is Slenderman.
This is Slenderman. It's Slenderman party music.
It's someone in the middle of nowhere on a road.
Yes.
But you can't they don't have a face.
I have logged that picture before.
Yep, there you go. Now you just think about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you a...
Please.
I'm going to tell you a fun story.
Open some more trapdoors and show us what's inside.
I'm going to tell you a fun witch house story. So, you know, basically, sort of 2009, this song's 2013, over and done with. It got picked up in Russia, and the Russians went nuts for it, and it's really big there. They have a club. And in Russia, HIV, AIDS, is... picking up again at the moment. They've got quite a bad epidemic at the moment. It's spelled VIH, which is a play on like witch house. So it's become this sort of play on HIV and witch house, but it's just part of their subculture of, you know, hopelessness and nihilism and gallows humor. And
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
every decade needs a goth phase, right?
So someone sends in the text saying, witch house, shit house. That's what they're saying there.
I wasn't going to read that out.
Well.
But I mean, you know, the kids are, there's always going to be the kids that are attracted to the goth side, I think, right? And so in the 80s it was goth, and the 90s it was emo.
I think
This gives them something to be dark about.
I think there's certainly room for goth in 2019 and the subsequent years after that. I just think it's how you manage your goth and how you... prior planning prevents poor performance. Yeah. And if you can pre-goth before you go out, I mean, this is really off topic.
How do you think, like, dancing to this would be?
You pre-goth.
Hey, the goths now are into breakdancing, and they're amazing.
Well, yeah.
Actually, apparently they always were.
Right.
That's what I've heard.
Doctor, if I want to delve into this genre of music, this witch house, this sort of electronic peering into the supernatural, where's the best place for me to go?
Into your heart. No,
we can delve Blackheart. Into another track.
Yeah. Please, could we?
Do you want to?
Yes, he does.
This is called...
doing my head in.
Heavy Self Alienation.
Cool.
This one's called that. And
it's not that. Who did this originally? Katrina and the Sun.
This is by White Ring.
Cool. Really, I'm getting really inspired to go out and buy some of this.
Putting you to sleep a little bit. This music.
That's last night. I'm failing to see what the appeal is in it. To be honest, love goth. I love a bit of misery and a bit of a poor old me.
But this isn't doing it for you.
This one's got an explicit warning next to it.
Oh, okay, be careful.
I'll be the judge of that.
So just warning out there, folks. Be careful.
With this track here.
Maybe it's the video. Oh, but you said this on the track.
Oh, someone said it ruined their Friday.
No. Because they're like, bring back Yacht Rock. Yeah, you guys were all moaning last week.
Oh, this has got a little something.
If it was a flavor like a flavored milkshake, you would never buy it. It's the rum and raisin of, isn't it?
Look, the youngest person in the room is digging it, Mikey.
Yeah. Look at those dance moves. Those are weird.
It speaks to her sort of weird teen gothiness.
You look like you're
Do you watch Sabrina and Riverdale?
No, I haven't actually. I have. Well, I may have watched a bit of Sabrina, but I haven't watched Riverdale.
But doesn't it seem like this would be the kind of music?
Turn it off, please.
You want it off?
Please, off. I can't.
Someone says Witch House rocks.
No, it doesn't. I'll tell you what. No, it doesn't. That's my
It's the someone said it's their mushroom milkshake.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You must be having some pretty miserable mushrooms.
That sounds like a disgusting flavor of milkshake.
It's a new thing because it's got antioxidants. People, you say antioxidants, people are like, woo, give it to me in a milkshake. Yeah. No, they're right. It's in the news. It's the new thing.
I just move mine in a smoothie.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what's next week?
You know, I would burn the Witch House at the stake. I would drown it.
There's a lot of hate coming in for Witch House.
I think that's
interesting because Yacht Rock.
I'm normally such a nice guy, but I just turned then. Did you see me just before?
I think you spoiled it for everyone, Mikey. I think they would have liked it if you had shown more.
I think you're right.
Kindness and openness.
Yeah, I agree. Not so close-minded.
Maybe it's the wrong time of day. Maybe it'd be better for a midnight show.
Maybe.
Walking in the forest.
There would be an argument to say that. I gave it too much of a nudge last night.
Yeah, he's pretty tired.
Everyone's saying bring back Yacht Rock. Thank you.
Shocked.
Do you know that, Kirsten, when I went to... Because after
this
after
is the
I
thing, though, you spoiled...
On a Friday. On the Saturday, I work at a cafe, and I happened to walk into the cafe, and having my boss not listen to the segment, playing a Yacht Rock genre radio for the day.
Oh my God!
All three songs.
You must
came
have flipped
up.
Out.
Must have been humming along. Loving
it.
You need to buy a yacht.
Did you know? Did you notice?
And she was dressed yachty too. Remember last night?
You
were
definitely dressed. You definitely.
She wasn't dressed yacht. I should have switched my outfit.
She was dressed little yachty.
You certainly were. You certainly were little yachty.
On Saturday, I wasn't dressed yachty.
Did you notice when your boss played that compilation of Yacht Rock songs? Did you notice the clientele change?
No.
Just some sort of relaxed.
The attitude.
Some relaxed sort of.
It was very enjoyable.
See, I'm going to do such awful music that each week you wish the last week was back again.
Oh, okay.
So next week you're going to wish for Witch House.
We're getting some interesting texts.
I reckon Witch House is also a wee bit like an audio wart.
Someone said, I've heard more enjoyable fax machine answer tones.
Word up. Is this a thing?
That's interesting. Someone else just said
Mike's a grumpy old man.
Yes, I agree with you, caller.
Well, in response to that, I'd like to say stick it up your ass and...
right. You take a nice pill.
But I'm nice right out.
You're subject to this today, Dr. Kirsten.
I know. Come on here.
Get a little innocent old me.
Yeah. Well, next week we're doing Mexican surf punk.
Yes! See, at least that's got a bit of giving. It's got a bit of
that's
hum.
That's going to be awesome.
You know, yes. Like how many? Can you imagine?
There's a thing. It's not a microgenre.
I think I'll applaud any creativity and any creative person, but I kind of feel sorry for the Witch House crowd.
Don't. They don't need you recording
a whole bunch of these tracks that... You know, it's not like, I can't imagine they get the dance floor going.
Don't feel sorry for them. I'm sure they're enjoying it.
No, but then imagine creating something like loads and loads and loads of something, sitting in your bedroom where your home studio, and going, oh, this is just all.
They do long remixes, like 43-minute long Justin Bieber remixes, the Witch House version.
Sounds awesome.
Have you heard the Justin Bieber song that's like slowed down 8,000 times?
What? No,
goes, I have not.
That's probably the Witch House version. It's probably the same thing.
Well, I wonder whether someone might have cast a spell on him. Let me ask you this, ladies. Have you ever, tried to cast a spell?
No, I actually haven't.
Yes.
I've saged my house
Thank
before.
Thank you for your honesty. I appreciate
thing?
Your honesty.
I would like, where do you get sage in New Zealand?
You can get it from, there's a natural remedies shop in Westmead.
So it's legal?
Hi, BFM.
What's sage?
Oh, hoi hoi, good sir, how are you?
Oh, hoi hoi.
I'm having flashbacks to Twin Peaks with that music, right?
Yes, you're exactly right. Yeah, no, that's a big thing in the Witch House community.
Yeah.
Good God, Mikey, take us back to the real world, please, buddy.
I'm just trying to figure out which is the best and safest route to go there, my friend.
You're gonna have to navigate your way.
He's trying to find an antidote.
I know how to fix it. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same.
Please, come on. It's the '90s. It's a flashback, brother.
I think there's as much as I would love to. You know,
yeah, I think you need some Katrina and the Waves walking on sunshine.
I'm walking on
that's
sunshine.
That's what's going to undo it.
That's what about what about Belinda Carlisle?
Cross Street Market for Sage.
Thank you.
Speaking.
Go ahead, please.
Well, I was just saying.
Oh, no, you're gonna. You want me to give away the credit?
We're sharing witch recipes.
I was going to segue, but it's probably not the right time.
Hey, Fluff, what's going on in your day today? What are you doing?
Oh, mate, we're just happy on the shore here, mate. You know how it is. Man, keeping it real, but yeah, flashback to the '90s, mate. I think if anything, could probably go to the Exponents, and that could get us back out of it.
And I won't be doing that. even though I very much enjoy their music. I have this for you, though. I think we've got something for you. I think I've got something for you. Don't you worry.
Thank you, Dr.
Dr. Kirsten Zemke. We once again say thank you for coming in and adding to.
Thank you. I enjoy the feedback, positive and negative. Love it all. Love it.
We will see you. Well, I can't decipher what you're saying there. I know. Yeah, but no. Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Mikey's getting instructions from his producer.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.